Morning, everybody. So I gave some hints on the Facebook page about what I'm breaking down today, and nobody got it because it wasn't actually a hint. So we're going to do this, a national treasure. All right, if you don't know Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger, turn off the radio. Actually, no, keep it on because you're going to fall in love with this song. Yeah, this is going to really change your life. So a very interesting backstory about this song. He wrote it while driving through the Hollywood Nights in the hills. So it was inspired by an actual event, believe it or not. But he wrote the entire melody as he was driving in the car, which is so awesome. All right, so this is David Teagarden. The least likely drummer name in the history of drumming. So let's listen to this dude smash a groove. Please take note of the busyness of the bass drum pattern.
Hi-hat work.
It's great hi-hat work. A little disco vibe. Mr. Teagarden, if that is your real name.
Why would he change it to Teagarden?
Exactly. Why would you pick Teagarden as a stage name? You know what? As a drummer, I think Teagarden is the way I'm going to go with it. Here he comes with the chorus. I mean, it's a groove.
Simplistic yet complicated.
You know, that's why I'm saying the bass drum pattern is crazy. He's feeding the whole thing. So, not a lot of showing off going on, which I like. I like a drummer with class. Because on the bass, this guy. Oh man, I love this bass line. So this is Chris Campbell, which is that's an incredible bass name. I mean, if you're going to play bass, you want to be Chris Campbell because, as I've said prior, the bass player is the most dependable, reasonable, logical, pragmatic member of the band. Always has a girlfriend and a car that works and an apartment you can all crash at. Never argues, rolls his eyes at everybody. He's just that guy. So, Chris Campbell. Yes, that's where Campbell shows his cajones.
So, Christian, in a case like this, you were talking about Seger wrote it while driving. Does he always also write the bass parts and the drum parts, or does he leave it up to the individuals?
Well, this is the Silver Bullet Band, buddy, so I'm imagining that everybody in here is equally as invested. He knows the guys. They've all got a thing, you know. They've got their own. He's like, hey, Campbell, what are you going to do? Campbell's like, I'm just going to do this. And then occasionally I'll go and do this. Just for grins, you know? So now if we put what I like to refer to as the engine room of the song in, you get this. Which is a disco song. Shake a tail feather to this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't get any more simple, but effective.
Do you respect that this has a disco groove, or do you like it in spite of it?
Of course. No, you have to, because that's why I love doing this stuff, is because when you hear this, you realize that it's a disco song that you've hung one of the greatest rock songs in the American canon on, right?
Right. Like,
I mean, this is a... We open it up on the bridge. Take it to the bridge. I mean, he doesn't show off a lot, but when he does, this is so great. Beautiful. Because sometimes it's what you don't play that's as important as the things that you do. So one of the beautiful tracks on this thing is these keyboards, which are played by, what's this dude's name? Oh, Robin Robbins, of course. Because if you're going to be in a band and play keyboards, you should be Robin Robbins, twicely named. So these are gorgeous. Take it to church.
I didn't even know this was in there.
Nope.
So good. If you don't have goosebumps right now, you should check your pulse. You might be dead. Hallelujah! This is 1978. Bruce Springsteen's like, I'll have that. I'll have all of it. I mean, it's just gorgeous.
So much more soulful than I'd ever realized.
I mean, come on, it's gospel. You know, then you hang this business on it.
Is that the technical term?
Hang it.
Hang the business?
That's hang the business. This is so good. I mean, this version alone is one of the greatest TV themes of all time. On tonight's very special divorce court murders.
Put your hands together.
All right, so there, I mean, I could and did. I listened to this all last night. I just sat in my apartment and was like, I went to church.
Any one of these alone would have been good enough.
Yeah. So Robin Robbins, congratulations, man. I think that's my favorite track on this song. Other than the vocal, by the way, which I will tease it right now, is going to blow your mind to smithereens. So put a helmet on. You're going to need it.
Okay.
All right, so there's that. So then you've got the two guitar tracks, which are also, because it's Bob Seger, not to be messed with. Listen to this. Got Bob Seger and Drew Abbott. One side's doing this. And the other side's doing this.
You're freaking me out, stop.
So good. Put them back together.
I thought my ears were popping.
So let's listen to these, the drums, the bass, and the guitars. Gosh, this is amazing. So good. Ready? Now you know why the snare thing's happening. It's what we call driving, you see, and he's talking about driving in the Hollywood. I know.
I see what you did there.
I know, it's Bob. He's very, very good at it. Then he opens up on the chorus. So let's listen with Robin. And this is so beautifully constructed. The rises. Do you have any idea that this song was this triumphant sounding?
No.
Right? You're taking first place in whatever you're doing.
I had no idea that it was a disco beat.
I mean, even Elton John's going, it's a little overdramatic, isn't it? This is gorgeous. This thing it does right here in the middle bit of this second verse just opens it up. How beautiful this guitar is. And then out. This is Taste. Imagine Dragons, if you're listening. My target of derision at this point in my life. And then as we come into like this last chorus, when the band really starts to just unleash the horsepower. Now, this is why you realize Chris had to play so mellow, is because listen to all this other incredible texture that's on top of everything. If you were a big flouncy bass player, you'd be ruining the drive. It's all building. So I think we get the basic premise.
And you can finally hear the bass.
Now you can hear it,
yep.
Right? All right, so I'm going to make... this is what I'm going to leave this, the time at the end for this. This vocal is, without a doubt, one of my favorite I've ever dealt with. Because just listen to how much Bob Seger means this vocal.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home. Oh.
This breath before the ohm is...
he was too far from home.
Oh, come on, man.
He was too far from home. She took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles up those twisting, turning roads. Higher and higher and higher they climbed.
Put your helmets on.
In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, she was looking so right in her diamonds and frills. all those big city nights.
Come on!
In those high rolling hills, above all the lights, she had all of the skill.
Leave them all in. Don't edit any of them.
He'd headed west because he felt that a change would do him good. See some old friends, good for the soul. She had been born with a face that would let her get her way.
Right?
He saw that face and he lost all control. He had lost all control.
Like, he is physically having to prepare himself to sing this line. Ready?
He had lost all control.
Grabs that breath right before.
Night after night.
I'm going to skip to the last chorus so we don't run out of time.
And those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, it was looking so right. It was giving him chills. In those big city nights, in those high rolling hills, above all the lights, with a passion that kills. In those Hollywood nights, in those Hollywood hills, she was looking so right.
I'm having to not cry right now. I am annoying myself.
In those high rolling hills, above all the lights, she had all of the skill.
Hollywood nights, Hollywood hills, above all the lights.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Seger's Hollywood Nights. This is a song that you've heard a trillion times. And I would just hope at this point you realize why it's Hollywood Nights and why he's Bob Seger. Incredible. Thank you, Bob Seger.
Oh, I have Seger bumps right now.
You should have.
That was incredible.
You can rub an ointment on those. That'll be fun. So thank you, Bob Seger. Thank you, Mark, for having me in. Don't forget to join me in the afternoons today and for hopefully as long as I stay here. I'll be playing this again this afternoon. And my new show on Sunday nights, if you like that, well, I'm actually going to introduce you to new music here on The Sound as well as older music that you might like. So check that out.
Do you have a live dissection coming up?
I do. The 25th of this month, I'll be doing two Led Zeppelin songs at Swing House. I sold 50 tickets in 12 and a half seconds last time I was on the show here, so that's sold out. I'll be doing another one in July, and I can't promise you that I won't be doing this one because an hour spent with this song is really going to change everybody's life.
I'm going to ask you something that I'm constantly asked. Aren't you tired?
I'm exhausted. But wow. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
In it.
Do
you have something?
Uncle Joe just texted me just to let everyone know that the woman in the song he's singing about is Cheryl Teagues.
What?
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good old that Thanks, Uncle Joe J-Bone. Guy. I tell you what. Every time I leave, he's like, I got a story about that. I'm like, of course you have a story about that. You have a story about everything.
Christian, you're welcome in here anytime, my friend.
Thanks, champ. Just don't make it this early again.